The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
All the news got me to thinking about something. Do you remember the No Fear stickers that were everywhere? I think it was the 90s.
Okay.
I remember, but like lots of cars had No Fear stickers. I don't know if it was a marketed thing. I don't know what that was.
And it wasn't necessarily a religious thing?
No, it was just like No Fear. Okay. I don't know. Somebody's listening to this getting really frustrated. Like, yeah, that was a whole thing that I don't know what it was, but I saw it on cars all over the place and stuff. I'm like, all right, that's cool. So anyway, if you're a No Fear type person, now would be the time to really encourage people. I mean, it really would. This is the time we absolutely become the people of no fear. Think about, like, David was writing the Psalms. There were other armies waiting to knock him off. They could sweep through at any time. And it's multiple rival armies. Mm-hmm. And his response was, the Lord is on my side. I'm not going to fear. What can they do to me? Mm-hmm. He knows full well what they could do to him.
Right.
But he also knows who's on his side. He remembers who's on his side. I know you know this, but I'll say it anyway, because I'm a dad. It's really important if you got kids, don't freak them out. And then they pick up on your anxiety level, right? In fact, you could even say things, but they'll pick up on it. It's really, really important to speak to yourself first about how God's in control. He loves you, and he's even conquered death itself. Like, he knows how this story ends. Ultimately, he's on our side. What can be, we need fear nothing. So talk to yourself. And then with your kids, don't freak them out. You can say, if they're asking questions about it, you're a kid listening right now. Hey, here's your chance to be a blessing to other people. And we don't freak out. We know humans go through things and we know that God's with us. Look at all those stories in the Bible. We can read one after the other and look how God shows up. Well, this is what it means to be alive, is to have stuff that goes on that's very difficult sometimes to understand. And here's why we say we have faith in God, because we know he's good no matter what. We know he's good. Yeah, that's a great point. Sherry was just talking about this. We were talking about fear a little bit ago, and you were saying something.
I was saying, you said hello.
You were
going to
say something awesome. And I was like, wait, say it on the air, because it's going to be something good.
I was saying fear helps nothing. And I have to keep telling myself this. This does not advance the ball in any way, shape, or form. It doesn't help the situation in any way.
You don't think more clearly?
No. And I've had to tell myself that, especially living with an elderly person and just having that kind of sneak in on me and saying, but this doesn't help. Being fearful doesn't help anything.
It's like the fight or flight thing with anger or whatever, that rush of, of fear or anger or worry. Like, it could help in the wild, somebody's, you know, an animal's coming at you.
Right.
Then it helps give you a little boost.
Yeah.
But no.
2 o'clock in the morning,
no.
In the bed,
no.
Terrified, doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help. And we're told not to fear. And again, it's not that nothing will happen. Troubles will come. Jesus even told us that. Mm-hmm. But he's like, but I am with you. I am with you. One thing that people are scared about these days is the stock market and all that stuff. I totally get it. I have some money in a 401k now. I'm very proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. That you just have it.
Yeah, I started way too late. But there's some, and then it's like, oh, kabam. I was reading this thing, though. It said, got to have a long-term view. Bottom line, long-term view. So you don't panic because you keep your view long-term. I'm like, man, is that ever right? Volatility. Yeah, volatility in life. Long-term view. I'm not even talking about a year. I'm not talking finances anymore. Talk about the whole thing. Like, why are we here? What's the point? What's the point of you and your family? What's the point of you and, like, all of it? Long-term. How long-term is your view? And how does that impact how afraid you need to be in the meantime? Like, how long-term are we looking? Oh, we were talking about being a hero and stuff, like, and it's only in times that are really difficult and uncertain that you get the chance to do something that's heroic, like to serve somebody in a heroic way. Again, you may not be recognized for it. That's okay. It's still heroic. One thing I thought was so interesting, there was a guy I knew who did a study of heroes from World War II, And it was this longitudinal study and biographical study, like who becomes a hero and who doesn't. They looked into like, what's their background look like? What's this, their beliefs and that? What? And they couldn't pin it down on much. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're in a battle situation. You might be the toughest, roughest, you know, rootinest, tootinest guy in all
Yosemite Sam
himself on the battlefield. But you might not be the hero. You might be the guy who's cowering.
That's interesting.
And then there's the other guy. It's a very, very difficult to predict. You can't tell based on external cues. So I want to say this to you. If you're not somebody who's typically considered a hero, mm-hmm. You don't see yourself that way, just by serving people, you're doing it. And it's not about how you look or how muscular you are or blah, blah, blah. It's going to be about humility and patience and peace and being able to speak words of encouragement to people and then just saying, I'm at your service. He must not always be obvious. What I mean by that, I'm talking about God. Like, he must not always be obviously with us, even when he is with us, mm-hmm. because he wouldn't have had to tell us over and over, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm always, I'm with you, I'm with you, I'm with you. But he did. He told us that over and over and over. The only reason I can think of, I don't know, not just me, but the only reason I can think that you would tell somebody that over and over and over and over is because you know that they'll doubt it sometimes. And they'll be going through difficulties and uncertainty and anxiety, even tragedy, and they'll think, where's God? He's abandoned me. No, I promise I'm with you. Until the very end, I am with you. Like, what a wonderful thing to keep hearing. And that's what he did say. So if you're wondering, hey, how could we be going through this stuff? How can I be going through this stuff? And you're wondering, where is God in this? I just don't understand. He's there. He's saying, I'm with you. We're just talking about having a long-term view. They were saying that about stocks and stuff. Like if you got investments, like keep a long-term view. There's volatility, yeah, but keep a long-term view.
Because things ebb and flow, right? Yep. I was looking at some of our past material from years before, and I see things that we've had to address, things that we've gone through.
Oh, stuff we've talked about.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. That I didn't even remember. It was a crisis then.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I'm looking, I'm like, oh, I don't even remember when we went, because it's up and down, right? And I had to remind myself that the faithfulness of God stays the same, that these things are going to happen. I can look back 2 years, 3 years, and see things we've addressed. And like I said, it was a crisis then, and we made it through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good thing to remember. And nothing's new under the sun.
Yeah.
Like, humans have gone through stuff before, too. And all of those scriptures come to life now. Like, all of that stuff, because it's not new. Mm-hmm. So if you go back and read about fear, well, they were dealing with plagues. They were dealing with armies coming in and sweeping. Like, their whole village could be gone in a second. Like, those scriptures about fear, they count.
Yeah.
The people who were writing them knew what this felt like. Maybe you're a history nerd. I'm a history nerd. I like reading about big events and world history and how people react and how cultures react. You know, a danger that can happen in a situation where everybody's very anxious and some very difficult things are happening in any culture or society is people look for a scapegoat. And a scapegoat can be a person or it can be a group of people. Mm-hmm. And it's so weird how universal that is. Every culture, that's how they operate.
Who's at fault here?
Yeah. Even now, like some of the places I visit, the cure hospitals, like in Africa or wherever, mm-hmm. like if there's a spate of things that are going wrong in a village, they'll blame this kid with a disability. Like, mm-hmm. he's cursed. Mm-hmm. That's why that we're all, you find somebody to, we don't want to be this way though, right? And if you're like, well, what are you talking about specifically? I'm actually not. I don't have anybody in mind at mm-hmm. all, but this tendency might very well happen where a group of people gets blamed or a single person or whatever. It's not a good idea. It's not us at our best. Instead, what we're supposed to do, instead of finding scapegoats, is we're supposed to be a blessing to the world. If I'm somebody who's a Jesus person, he was made a scapegoat. I'm to add value to people's lives. That's my focus, not finding a scapegoat. Who can I add value to? If you're like me, you hate disruptions. By the way, you notice there's a word disrupt, but there's no word for rupt. There's a lot of words like that, unkempt. Uh-huh. No, he just says he's kempt. You know, distraught. He's not
right,
trot.
Right, right.
Okay, but be trot and kempt and rupt.
And rupt, all of it.
No, I really do. I hate disruptions. I don't even like my diet being disrupted. Mm-hmm. Like if I have to eat, I have my way of food. I eat the same food every day. Like I'm this way too.
I'm very routined.
But you have a big disruption like this, you know what happens? It's one of the good things that happen of all the difficulties and tragic things with a disruption like this is people start asking big questions. What is life for? What is a good life? Why are we here? Like, sometimes disruptions can wake us up. If you want to refinance your house or you want to get a home, talk to the people, the wonderful people, Michael and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Their website is fellowshiphomeloans.com. How cool is this music bed?
I was wondering what made you choose this.
It's just so cool. Like I started talking about the... You know what's also cool?
What?
Fellowship Home Loans and your opportunity to refinance or get an awesome mortgage.
That's great how you tied that all in.
They are. They're super cool. Mike and Brian are wonderful. 800-804-SAVE. And we thank them for sponsoring our podcast, too. They are fantastic to work with. You can also go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. So with all the news headlines and stuff, I want to bring up something that seems disconnected. It's totally not. And that is the fruit of the Spirit in the Bible. It talks about, like, as somebody who's following Jesus, that God's Spirit will bear fruit in us. Like we're a tree and good things will come out of that. He makes it happen. But the list of fruit of the Spirit is stuff like love, joy, peace. And I've been mentioning how when we're under stress and anxiety, like the stuff that's going on with coronavirus, like this is when this matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is when we find out like whether that's been growing. Here's another one that's kind of underrated. I mentioned love, joy, and peace. Patience is on that list. Mm-hmm. Patience is going to be huge. You can see that coming. Some of us need to grow in this area, including me. But I'm talking about patience not knowing the outcome of things. You don't know where the story's headed. Patience with uncertainty. Patience with people in lines.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Patience with financial uncertainty. Not knowing. Like, that's a real fruit of the Spirit. It's not in there because it's just a side thing. Mm-hmm. This is underrated, and it's going to be beautiful when we see people be patient. One of the things that jumps out at me in a time like this, we mentioned how different, like you can read part of the Bible and then when something's going on like this, you read it again. It's like, oh, that takes on a little bit of a new meaning. There's that one scripture, and I bet Sherry knows where it is because she's more biblically astute.
I don't know.
You're astute. The world needs more stutes.
More stutes.
So it's the one about be prepared with an answer. Mm-hmm. For the hope that is in you.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it's put?
That is, yes.
So a lot of times people are like, I need to have answers, meaning like I need to have an answer to everybody's questions
about
faith.
Kind of apologetic.
But it's for the hope that you have.
Yeah.
Well, in times like this, is there something, I have to ask myself that, like when people look at me and go, there's something hopeful about him. Like, okay, now I'm curious, why are you in the midst of all this acting that way when we're all acting this way? Hope this isn't too personal, but I had a conversation with my dad. We were watching a Cardinals game, baseball, and the Cardinals started losing. And he's like, well, that's it. We're done. This game's over. It's like the first inning.
I was going to say, were they losing badly or at the end of the game?
Fatalism is a family tradition.
Okay. Passed down from generation to generation.
And I said, Dad, that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, the game just started. Just can you enjoy it? And he's like, well, you used to talk that way. I don't know what happened. I'm like, Dad, I was 15. Mm-hmm. I'm not 15 anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm different. I love the Brandon Heath song, I'm Not Who I Was. There's a trajectory to life, I think, we should be in, which we're changing. So maybe you've been anxious your whole life. We mentioned this before. Maybe this whole thing that we're going through now that is causing so much anxiety, and we understand why. We got it. You don't have to explain why we should be. I got it. I know the case. Mm-hmm. But maybe this will mark a new point in your life where you're not as anxious as you used to be, and now you notice it. Like, yeah, I used to be riddled with anxiety, but you know what? Now I realize I really don't have anything to fear. God's on my side. I've gone through things before. Ultimately, he takes things and brings it to the good of those who love him. It says in Scripture, like, even difficult things, he's there with me. Maybe this is the turning point for you.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.